With that said, joys, concerns, and praises, Donnie had told me this morning, and you might remember Phyllis, she came to the Sunrise service a lot, and also Heritage Sunday down at the pond. She was good friends with Pat, and she had passed away last week?
Overnight.
Phyllis did?
Pat Phillips. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I talked to her just a couple weeks ago. We talked on the phone periodically, and she says, I'm going to call you back. She said, I got something to tell you, and she never did, so I don't know if what she was telling me, but Donnie was saying that it appeared to be leukemia, and she was in the hospital when she passed. Yeah. So that leukemia is some rough stuff. So we want to keep her and her family in prayer. And Donnie said, Bethel Church Road is getting to be the road of widows. And to think about it, Pam, or not Pam, was it Pam? Ann, no. No, across the street. No, not Keith. He didn't pass away. His wife did.
Yeah.
Okay. No, something like that. Isn't that terrible? Was it Ann? No. Keith's wife. Uh-huh. He got a blank tooth. I feel so at home in here with all these. I love old people.
Keith is a widow.
Nan.
Yeah, Nan. We got Patsy. And we got on the corner there, set right behind you for years.
Carol.
And there's another one.
There's four.
Oh, Phyllis.
A little over 2 years.
Yeah. Wow. So we got to do something to build up our neighborhood. We need some more women. Any other thoughts, prayers, concerns? Linda.
Well, I have a friend that was just diagnosed with leukemia.
Mm.
His name is Dan Flynn. And then my friend that died of ALS a couple of years ago, his brother, Mike Trimble, is having liver issues.
Mm.
They're going to put a stent in his liver.
Wow.
And then my great-nephew, Lake Garreau, he was supposed to come out for Christmas, and he's been sick with a high fever. And
a lot of flu bug going around. Janie's not with us this morning. She has some things going on with her, so we're going to lift up with Janie this morning. Please.
Have a praise.
Yeah, Elizabeth.
Mama was laughing last night.
Good.
She was walking without crying out for God to take the pain. She had a really good evening, and I am so thankful.
Amen.
So very thankful.
We're all in church this morning.
Yes.
That's great. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I also want to thank Mark and Joanne. They have a heart for homeless people, and it's a wonderful gift to do that. And they went out over the Christmas season with soup and sandwiches and different things, some healthcare items and so forth, and just ministered to them. So not everybody has that gift, and I admire them for doing that. So so thank you. Because we all have a special gift of ministry, and sometimes we don't, we just don't think about doing something like that. But they did it. And so, anybody else this morning? Donnie?
Ralph, something we see it here every day. Carl spends about 6 hours.
Yes.
He was down on his knees raking straw around the trees and in the bed yesterday.
Yeah.
He really works hard to make his place look beautiful.
Yeah. He said, that's my ministry. Yeah. My ministry is to keep this place looking good. Boy, and he does. He really does. He's sweet. And if you never met him, he's a real sweet gentleman. Yeah. I think he had told me he's been with that company for 40 years or something like that. He's been with Crowder for a long time. And he does this on the side. Miss Judy.
My older brother has been really sick this week. He had come up with the book, and he had to call the nurse to him. And my younger brother was in the hospital for 3 days. He got to go home Christmas Day. And they're sending him to another heart specialist. So just remember them.
Yeah, and we didn't have grandkids come from Pensacola for the Christmas. Judy had planned to make a meal and so forth. They all got sick, and then their tires, they didn't get new tires on their car, and they didn't want to make that journey. So we just go with the flow anymore in our old age. I mean, if things work out, hallelujah. If they don't work out, oh well. I thought what Betty had told me one time when I was saying, well, you know, our attendance is, and she said, we've been through this before. And we have, and we'll be okay. I really appreciate her attitude too. We've been through this before. And the 9 years that I've been here, she's right as I look back. So, but we'll keep on planting seeds. Anybody else?